The consequences of these lies have never been examined, especially this insidious belief fostered systematically that we are not all smart and infinitely inventive, and that far from it being them, the system, driving improvement, that it's only by our releasing the bound and hobbled creative mind of the collective, us, that we can truly make life better for the all of us. And underneath the posturing of the would-be kings, we are in fact running things right now while being told we but follow orders. The posturing of states is blunt charade, theater, a pompous puffing up of chests for popular consumption. And perhaps they believe it themselves, but when we rise up globally, trust, they pull together as one. We're told they make things happen, and we believe it because only they can see the whole, see from above, and so see the theft called the wage work system, in which all our ideas and creative force are stolen and their provenance confused. There was an amazing story I heard once. This one also, I think, This American Life. But the most amazing thing about it was it even airing at all. It was the story of a man working for Apple as a programmer, deeply involved in a project, who was fired before he could finish it. And he so deeply wanted to figure it all out, see the solution live in reality. He used his ID card, which had never been confiscated, to keep going back for the next year, unpaid, pulling others in, graphics people, folks who did the interfaces, and they were led by this man, and they kept his secret, because when he explained why it was needed, they realized he was right, and the results of his hard work went in every machine. Globally, do you see? We don't need force to contribute our gifts. We want them to live. We just need to be free. Power tells themselves that by harnessing us, they make things happen. They lie, and they know that far from force being efficient, the waste that comes from it of planetary resources in wasting our lives and our minds, this waste is almost beyond comprehension, and they know that they cannot maintain their profligacy over time as resources are finite. And their solution, quote unquote, is to reduce our numbers, to make us easier to control. This is the consequence of us being kept small. We can see the trend, whether there's money in government coffers or not. As we see here in California, where there's found an extra $4 billion. Nonetheless, power is determined to dissolve the safety net, drive down living conditions for the growing numbers of us struggling Americans, wear us down by attrition, make it a matter of speculation if our lives are worth living or not. And of course, this trend is global, as is trying to keep us at each other's throats. Meanwhile, they cultivate a middle rank and give them, to assuage their guilt and their need to feel powerful, the challenge of saving the planet from the problems that they've caused. So it's clear where they're going, and it's clear where they're not. What they've done from day one, stroking some, telling others go rot for the shabby ambition to just stay on top, while telling themselves they're establishing perfection by encouraging the best of the best of the best to worship them. 1,100 dead in a Bangladeshi factory. What does it take? What does it take for us to see that a social arrangement that condemns the vast majority to lives of drudgery, to being chewed up and eaten so callously, should not, must no longer be? Our brilliance and beauty is being tossed away for an infinitesimal number to sit atop us and play, pretending that they are the best of the best of the best. And so They're determined to refuse to relinquish their exclusive hold on making decisions. This way of things is not just wrong. It's wrong on a scale we've never before seen. We must take this on global, systematically, and move on.